Critique of the Gotha Program by Karl Marx. Foreword. The manuscript published here, the covering letter to Brack, as well as the critique of the draft program, was sent in 1875, shortly before the Gotha Unity Congress, to Brack for communication to Geib, Auer, and Babel, and Liebknecht, and subsequent return to Marx. Since the Halle Party Congress has put the discussion of the Gotha program on the agenda of the party, I think I would be guilty of suppression if I any longer withheld from publicity this important, perhaps the most important, document relevant to this discussion. But the manuscript has yet another and far more reaching significance. Here, for the first time, Marx's attitude to the line adopted by LaSalle in his agitation from the very beginning is clearly and firmly set forth, both as regards LaSalle's economic principles and his tactics. The ruthless severity with which the draft program is dissected here, the mercilessness with which the results obtained are enunciated, and the shortcomings of the draft laid bare, all this today, after 15 years, can no longer give offense. Specific LaSallians now exist only abroad as isolated ruins, and in Halle, the Gotha program was given up, even by its creators, as altogether inadequate. Nevertheless, I have omitted a few sharp personal expressions and judgments where these were immaterial, and replaced them with dots. Marx himself would have done so if he had published the manuscript today. The violence of the language in some passages was provoked by two circumstances. In the first place, Marx and I had been more intimately connected with the German movement than with any other. We were, therefore, bound to be particularly perturbed by the decidedly retrograde step manifested by this draft program. And secondly, we were at that time, hardly 2 years after the Hague Congress of the International, engaged in the most violent struggle against Bakunin and his anarchists, who made us responsible for everything that happened in the labor movement in Germany. Hence, we had to expect that we would also be addled with the secret paternity of this program. These considerations do not now exist, and so there is no necessity for the passages in question. For reasons arising from the press law, also, a few sentences have been indicated only by dots. Where I have had to choose a milder expression, this has been enclosed in square brackets. Otherwise, the text has been reproduced word for word. London, January 6th, 1891. Engels.